Oh, That's Random Podcast. The show with a spin on everyday real life. Random topics that will have you like, what? With that guy, your guy, the one and only Nerdy G.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to Oh, That's Random Podcast. You heard the man. I am your host, that guy, the one and only Nerdy G. And what's up? I know you see a little something different today. I know if this is your first time here, things are changing around here at Nerdy's Umbrella, but most likely here on the set of Oh, That's Random Podcast, because I'm going to make some new additions. But like, subscribe, share, do all that good old stuff. Let me go ahead and get that out the way. Nerdy's Umbrella on every single platform. TikTok, Shop, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, some other places. Find us, Nerdy's Umbrella. But this podcast, Oh, That's Random Podcast, merch right there. Book right there. Live. Look, you can pick that up. Whoop, there it is. Live, hardcover. Get it on Amazon. Get it wherever you get your books. It's on ebooks too. So that's what it is. I know y'all see it, right? It's a chair. So that means that there's a guest at some point that's going to be in that chair, and that's wonderful. That's great. That's what it's about. It's about, right? You know, we like to take the little time to explore the extraordinary and ordinary here at Nerdy's Umbrella. Oh, That's Random Podcast. We like to explore the extraordinary and ordinary, right? Got that merch on right here, too. Got some new merch items. Like I say, go check that TikTok shop. Also, go to the actual page where I'm selling all of the merch. Links all in the description and all that good old stuff. But let's go ahead and get right into it today. The chair is there. Will somebody show? We don't know today. But let's just get right into this in where I'm at. And so I actually kind of wanted to come in here and I want to talk about, and I want to talk about the whole Diddy situation, not in the sense of the fact that I want to talk about what Diddy is accused of, but me looking as a man of color and what this is doing to me, or how this makes me look and view life in itself. Reality is that no matter how good you are, no matter how great you become, if you piss the wrong person or the right person off, everything that you've built, all the charity events, all the give backs, all the good that you have put out into the world, and all the hard work that you've put in means nothing, or it all could be taken away in a moment. In a moment. Some people are acute, you know, they're ready to tear his head off. Cool. If he did what he's accused of, then go ahead and do what you got to do. I don't stand by any of those things that he's been accused of. But for me, as a man, colored man, and I'm sitting here and I'm looking at these things, I don't understand how where it comes down to where it all could just be taken away just because. Why does it have to just be taken away? What did we do? Why does whoever, the powers that be, why do they feel that they must keep us under their thumb? Why do they have to find a way to exploit us in a manner to where if you don't play ball, we'll take it all away, we'll throw you under the jail. And let's just say that they knew that these terrible things, if these things are true, even if we knew that these terrible things were going on, what kind of people are they for them not to go ahead and take care or stop that ahead of time? That's all. That's all I ask. Why is it? Why they didn't? Where are we at with this? It makes no sense, in my opinion. I don't understand it. It doesn't make sense. But how do we do it? How do we make this different? How do we change this? How do we get from under this? The price of fame, the price of our sanity. You saw what they did to Bill Cosby. You saw what they did to R. Kelly. The thing is, we know that in some of these instances, I mean, I think the Bill Cosby thing was a reach. A hell of a reach, if you ask me. And I'm going to say that. It was a hell of a reach. When you look at the R. Kelly thing, I believe that many people knew. They knew like Jerry Lee Lewis. Same way that they went and grabbed Chuck Berry. There was things that they knew. The government knew. Even before all of this high-tech technology that we have, they knew. Elvis, I throw him in that boat. JFK, I throw him in that boat. If you don't play ball the way that we say play ball, even if we let you in here and you try to change the landscape, it's a problem. It's an issue, and they deal with us accordingly. I don't have a list to run down to say, these people here, this many people here, they done something bad on the back end, and now we finna hit them with a pow-pow. Epstein was weak. Is it Epstein? The one that self-transitioned in jail after that island, I believe it was Epstein. He was weak. He had something to say. And the powers that be made sure he didn't get to say it. If he had any safe fails, we won't know. If he had a disc somewhere, we don't know. If you ever seen the Blacklist, if they had a fulcrum somewhere, we don't know. That's the reality of this. We don't know what's what. And that's the hard part, because you play ball until you know when you know. And then even when you know, you can't know. You can't say it. You can't tell it to anybody. You can't tell your loved ones, because they got everybody number. They know where everybody lives. They know your every move. They know your every step. They know what makes you tick. They know what makes you don't tick. And then we go here. It saddens me. Yet I continue to pursue this. Now, the way that we can, what I would think that most people would say is, well, nerdy, all they got to do is live the straight and narrow. Come on now. Well, we're talking about people here. We're talking about people here. Take the most honest person that you know. Take a moment. And I'm going to give you that moment. Take the most honest person that you believe that you know. And I guarantee you, they have something in their closet that they don't want nobody to know about. When you're good, when you're creative, when you know that you can do some things that seem unhuman-like, there is still an issue with you. I manage people, and these people are great. The people that are great at their jobs that I manage, there's an issue with them. They have a need for more. They have hunger. And how they channel that and how they put that out into the world, it's not always the greatest. And let me be honest with you about that. It's not always the greatest. Some of these folks just, and that's all I can say is, without saying too much. Some of them have a horrible, and when I tell you horrible, some of them have a horrible, and I stress that, they have a horrible response to feedback. They have a horrible response to how the world actually works. Their sense of everyday life is not normal. The way that they view things is not normal. But when it comes to work, They're the greatest. They could be the greatest. They deliver. And then you ask yourself, what is going on with these people? How do you flip and do a 360? One moment you have all of this compassion for your fellow man, and then the moment it doesn't work out in your favor for you, you flip. You do this whole 360. Forget them. They can die. They can suck a dick. All the above. Oh my God. Where was the little sweet person that just gave all of this ding on compassion and says, I will give the shirt off my back, which they would in that role. But the moment that they come out of that role, or the moment that role is poked at or questioned what they're doing, it's World War III. Just like what's going on right now. These folks are teaming up against a great. I'm not going to stay on it, but y'all know what's going on. If y'all in hip hop, y'all know what's going on. It's taking so many to gang up on one person. That person has been running this game for about 10 something years, over a decade, and now everybody got an issue. If this is what's going to take to bring hip hop back, then okay, I guess. Or if this is what's going to take the music to the next level, I guess. But understand that that man is great and has been great and has shown you greatness. I'm not, if you've been on this channel and you've been listening to the podcast, you know that I don't believe that, in my opinion, you guys know that I do not believe that anybody made it by themselves. You all may start it from the bottom, but you didn't start from the bottom by yourself. It took some good people. It took a good team to get you to where you're at. So I will never, 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 never negate the fact that you didn't get there by yourself. But at the exact same time, the fact that everybody wants to jump on this one person, understand that that person is great. Understand that that person has probably been observative throughout these years. Understand that there are people who have talked to this person. This person has retained information, such as myself. I retain information. And when I retain this information, best believe, when my back is against the wall, when people are pushing my buttons and putting me in the corner, guess what? Nobody puts Nerdy in the corner. Nobody puts Nerdy in the corner. Because then whatever goes on in this brain, it's like Nerdy assemble. On your left. Let's do it. And I go at them. I drop it. That's me. That's what happened when I get pushed into the corner. Don't push that man into the corner. But back to this. Even that whole situation. Yeah, it's good. It's sporting. It's for hip hop. But even in the same sense, right? We don't know what is going to come out. We don't know what's going to come out. And if things start looking different and we're tearing each other down. They don't do this in any other genre, any other culture that we are aware of that's blatantly put on display for everyone to see. I understand that there's jokes. I understand that people say things. But we keep harping on it, and it just makes it seem like, yo, it's challenging for us to get on. It's challenging for us to make things happen and move smoothly out here. We always can't preach. Here's my thing about black folk. We always preach peace, but we don't want peace. We want the fuck shit. We want it all. We want it bad. We have a hard on for it. And because we have a hard on for it, it's detrimental to us as a culture. Now, all black culture is not the same culture. I say that because I've traveled. What we do here in Dallas, Texas is not what they do in Atlanta. What we do here in Dallas, Texas is not what they do in New York, Baltimore, D.C., Pennsylvania, Miami, Cali, and the list goes on. We're all different. And the same with all other cultures. We don't typically move the same. And because we don't move the same, we have a different set of rules that we live by, that we stand on. And I think that even within entertainment, with trying to bring those different demographics together and stand on business, it don't really translate well, because the communication is not the greatest. The communication is not the greatest. But because no matter what it is, no matter how much positive we preach, no matter how much it is, we don't see it. You can go and give to charities. You can go and build community centers. You can go out there and speak as David Banner. But how much of his work do we hear unless you follow him? How many good works that man has put out into the world, how much of that do we hear? Rick Ross. We know you got a plane. We know you got some acres. Even if you're just giving back to Dade County, why we don't hear about it? Why you've been out for over a decade, over almost 20 years in this thing. Is your neighborhood still the same? Best believe when I get on and the money's astronomical, best believe my neighborhood will change. My neighborhood is already changing. My neighborhood has changed, but I am going to go and I'm going to make sure that it's something there for these little brown boys, these little brown girls, the minorities. I'm going to make sure that there's something for them. I grew up in this neighborhood. This neighborhood was an integral part of the man that I've become today. And I'm going to make sure that it works. I'm going to make sure that I give back to it. I don't want them to feel the way that I feel today about, yo, the ceiling is, yeah, we might say it somewhere about Mars, but the fact is, the ceiling is still there. Because in a moment, whatever your vice is, if you aren't going to be squeaky clean, which we know that that is a challenge for all human beings. Even the great Kirk Franklin had an issue with masturbation. He wouldn't hurt nobody but himself. But yet he knew it was something that he had to deal with. It was something that he had to put out there. It was something that he had to go heal from. No matter how small it is or how big it is, pause. At some point, they'll take your faults and use them against you to tear you down. Our community already knows, hey, we're here for it. We're here to tear it down too. We're going to crack jokes. We just think it's jokes, but we're going to tear it down. Everybody's going to form an opinion about that one person. And that statue that we were looking to build of that person, saying, hey, this is the standard. Hey, I could be that too. I can be a mogul. I can own my own rap company. I can own my own clothing company. I can put out reality shows. I can make movies. I can do things. I can get with these brands who normally don't fuck with minorities, but I can get with these brands, partner with them. And we want to tear all of that down because we want that to be a thing of the past. Bill Cosby is probably one of the most positive black role models that I've seen in my life. I love Eddie. I love Morgan Freeman. But what have they done lately for the community that we can see? That we can see. Forrest Whitaker. Yeah. James Earl Jones, huh? Blair Underwood, huh? Lil Jon, huh? Oh, my bad. Lil Jon, what? What are we talking? I can go on and on. Just because I don't, my deal is this. one of the main major complaints was I didn't see me on TV. A lot of actresses and actors, or just actors, period, say that. I didn't see representation of myself on TV. I want to be able to see it now. Okay, cool. I love that. I love that saying, because now, because you didn't see that representation, you wanted that representation to be out there. Now you are that representation for little black and brown girls or whatever. You're that. You're there. You're that. You're all over the place. Streaming platforms is going to keep us all over the place. And when our History Month comes up, of course, they're going to blast it all over. Hey, here go some black strong leads. Here go this X, Y, and Z. Strategy P, baby. Listen, I know I did that. I know I did that pod about you. I still love you. Don't take it personal. It is what it is. But even her spirit, the way that she do, the way that she move, right? Not saying that I'm putting the whole thing on one entertainer. It's hundreds, thousands of y'all out there. And I'm not even asking y'all to go and spread your wings far and fast. Go back to your neighborhood, or pick a neighborhood that you visited in the summers. Do something like that. That's all I'm saying. I'm not asking for a lot. I'm not asking for a little. I'm just asking for you to do it is what you can do. I'm not going to be the dead horse. This one's going to be short, ladies and gentlemen. The real reason why it's going to be short, I'm going to tell you, because I'm honest with you. I'm recording this one, and I'm looking at the battery life, and I don't think I got that much time left. But what I am going to do is what I always do. YouTube, sorry, I know y'all not going to get this, but we're going to get into some music, and after that music, I'm going to come back. I'm going to close this show out. Listen, there's more to be had on this conversation. This is me, nerdy, just being honest with you and telling you how I feel when it comes to this, with them attacking our greats and erasing those things and telling us that, you know, in my opinion, no matter how high you get, no matter what your accomplishments are, if you make the wrong move, if you piss the wrong or right person off, everything that you've done can be erased in a moment. Here's our music for today.
Smoke.
right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back here at the show with that was Back and Forth by Drum off of his latest album, Drum and B. Listen, great guy, great musician. Love the body of work that he puts out. He slept on, don't sleep on him. Go check him out. YouTube, appreciate it. Listen, everybody that's here listening, if you made it to this point this far in the show, thank you. Listen, this is where I close out the show. Once again, you know, I appreciate you. Thank you. This is Oh, That's Random Podcast. I am your host, That Guy Nerdy G. This is the time where I, you know, explore the extraordinary and ordinary, right? And we just make things, just talk about things, right? Talk about it, get it off your chest, and then get back to living the best life that you know how to live, right? Everybody lives their life different, and that's the beauty of it. That's what makes the world go around. That's what makes us have these beautiful, wonderful conversations, and I'm all for it. Remember, once again, to be able to support the channel, help it grow, bringing these other shows that we have coming. We are in progress and we are putting them together. Like I said, new set, new things. Somebody will be in that seat. I promise you that they will be. Remember, go pick up that book, This May Not Be For You. And then, of course, nerdy merch, right, all in this area right here. Check it out on our TikTok shop. Everything else is in the links below. Please click like, subscribe, share, and all that good old stuff. Until next time, I am the one and only, always going to be your host for you, the voice, Nerdy G.